you know, a lot of farmers eager to sign up for this MFP 2.0. What can you tell us about the program?
So, you know, it's ultimately, we could potentially put $14.5 billion in farmers' pockets, you know, if we carry the thing all the way to the end. You know, we've included some newer commodities that were not in the original MFP program. You know, producers, I think, that I've talked to are happy mostly with the rates and actually a little surprised. You know, the ability for them to sign up is going to be pretty straightforward. It's going to be a simple program for them, you know, to apply for and participate in. We hope that it's going to be fairly straightforward for our staff to be able to implement, and in most cases it will. There are some components of it that might be a little bit more complicated. Some of our specialty crops that have not participated in the past, we'll have to, you know, build some farm records and do some eligibility tests and that sort of thing for those producers. But, you know, by and large, I think folks are positive about it, at least from what I'm hearing.
Is this the first state you've been to get feedback on this 2.0 program?
It is with farmers. Now, I've had individual conversations with some folks across the country, you know, acquaintances and folks that I've worked with in the past. But as a farmer roundtable perspective, this will be the first time, yes.
So we've been hearing from growers. They want to know a little bit more on how things are calculated and how you determine the different things. You may get some questions on that today. So what would you tell them?
Well, you know, I don't know as far as, you know, the rates and that sort of thing, when that'll be released. But given the fact that the president and the secretary wanted us to get payments out sooner rather than later, we had to come up with a calculation that didn't require taking a crop to harvest. Because if you think about, you know, the first MFP, it was based on certified production. Well, if we want to get this thing rolled out sooner, we have to come up with some other method to be able to generate it or calculate a payment. And so it's based on an individual county basis. It's based on acres of crops that are planted in that county, the average yields of those crops in that county times a number by commodity that generates a unique county payment. I know, you know, if you have a county, for example, that maybe was impacted by some weather anomaly, so a drought or something, you know, in the last 3 years, you know, that might affect the yield number. You know, if there were other issues that affected planting, you know, in the past, that might change those unique county payments a little bit. I know, you know, in my particular county, the rate is less than counties west of me. But if I think back, you know, I think that, well, you know, we were impacted by drought 2 out of 3 years, one more severe than the other. Counties west of me, not so much. And so their yields are going to be a little higher in that calculation, which is going to generate a little higher payment. But we're talking $2 or $3 an acre. So not a big disparity.
Is there anything else you want farmers to know as they're going to the FSA office?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, it's a pretty straightforward program, but we've got a lot of people coming through the door, inquiring about the program, signing up for the program. Our folks are doing a great job. We have amazing staff in our county offices. The only thing I would ask is just be patient as we work our way through.